Tumuya loy mitamut. Who's the man that says that you only become pasul if you touch truma? You only pasul the truma. The Rashi pasli es ha truma. Aber v'yoy se truma loy tifsala cheret shuv b'maga. That's a patch from Sul. There's your goof is enough tamei that if you touch truma, you make the truma pasul. That occurring is not allowed to eat this truma. But if this truma touches something else, it's not matam, it doesn't go further. Who is the man the yoma that says it doesn't go further? Oma Rabba Bar Bar Chono, Rev Yeshuhi. As well as the course of Rev Yeshua. Titnan, we learned this Mishnah in Soiter, with them. Titnan, Rev Leza Oiner, Ha Oichel Oichel Rishin. If a person eats a piece of bread that has a tumas Rishin on it, that means a sheretz or a zav touch the Oichel. So the Eichel is a Rishon of Tumah. Is Rishon, you goof will become a Rishon. So if you're a Rishon now, if you touch a piece of bread, or you touch Truma, the Truma becomes a Sheni. And the Sheni can make a Shlishi for Truma. So according to Rebbe Leza, sometimes you could mamish be Metama, the Truma. That since if the person eats the Rishon, he himself becomes a Rishon. So when he touches the Truma, he makes the Truma Sheni. A Sheni could make a Shlishi. Now, the oichel oichel sheni, luyitzuri, the man eats a sheni lutuma. That means the sheretz touched mayim. So the mayim is a rishon lutuma. Now the water touches bread. So the bread becomes a sheni lutuma. And now a person eats this bread, is a locha sheni. When you eat it, you remain a sheni. So now when you touch truma, you just make it a shlishi, means you only make it pasul. Because a shlishi lutuma can't go further. A shlishi can't make a revi'i for truma. That's called pasul. So that's for Blezashita. Depends what the man eats. If he eats a Rishon, he becomes a Rishon, and he makes the Truma Sheni, which could pass as something else. Oichel Shlishi, let's say he eats an Oichel that has a Shlishi Lutumar on it, then Shlishi. He himself is a Shlishi. So Mele, if he goes and touches Truma now, he won't even pass with the Truma. As a Shlishi is only the guy at the Hegdish. Hegdish has a Choma that by Hegdish they made the reveal of Tumah. But that's the way Tumma goes. When the Sheretz, the Avha Tumah, or a Zad, it's an Avatumah, or a Nid, it's an Avatumah. When they touch something, that becomes a Rishon. When this touches the second thing, it becomes a Sheni. When a Sheni touches a Shlishi, now it depends. Stam Chulin, there's no Din Shlishi at all. If the Eichel is a Chulin, there's no Din Shlishi at all. If it's Truma, the Shlishi then becomes possible. You're not allowed to eat Truma that has Truma Shlishi on it. But a Shlishi can't make a Revi, can't go Vaita by Truma. Only if the Hegdish goes Vaita. A Hegdish, if you have it to a Shlishi, Shlishi could make a Revi for Hegdish. So if you eat a Shlishi, Shlishi, you remain a Shlishi, that doesn't do anything for Truma. Rashi says Shlishi, ain't no place for Truma. But Magui, since your goof becomes a Shlishi, if you touch Truma now, a Shlishi doesn't make a Revi for Truma. The Truma is Mutati. Avala Kodeshim Zatrashi Paisel. But if you would touch Kodeshim, a Shlishi makes a Revi for Kodeshim. So Perak Bey the Shkita Chuma Korosh Taimitz Zavayu, and the Gemara in Chulin explains what the Machlekes is. This is Rebbe Leza Shkita. That's not Pshat now with Takana. Our Gzeri goes according to Rebbe Yeshua. We have Yeshua in there. Ha'oichel oichel rishon, the man that eats a bread that's a rishon tumah. Who adin v'oichel sheni, or else he eats bread that has a tumah sheni on it. He is Allah sheni. His goof always becomes a sheni tumah. Therefore, when this man now touches Truma, what does the Truma become? A Shlishi. That's called Posel, and it doesn't go Vaita. Because the Shlishi doesn't make Revi by Truma. That's Shanao Takon here. That a man, that whether he eats a Rishon Tuma, or whether he eats a Shein Tuma, his goof only becomes a Shein Tuma, and when he goes and touches Truma now, the Truma is only Posel. It's like a Shlishi, which is only Posel, can't go further. Sheni Sheni. Mashenke Shlishi, Luyitzri, the person eats a Shlishi, is also Sheni Wat Lakaidish. He's a Sheni Negei to Kutchim. And if he'll touch Kutchim, now he'll make a Shlishi Lakaidish. But he's not a Sheni for Truma. That means he remains a Shlishi, and the Shlishi can't do anything but Truma. So he's allowed to touch Truma. He wouldn't pass the Truma. Now the Gemara explains what type of Chulun are we talking about here that says this Chulun can be a Shlishi. But if the kasha is stam chulin, stam piece of bread, if it's mamash chulin, can't be makabel shlishi at all. There's no din shlishi by chulin. Shlishi is only by truma that it becomes posel, or else by kachim it becomes tummy. But by chulin it's nothing. So how do we say here the chulin is a shlishi? So Gemara says, talking about the chulin shenatsu atara truma. That means a person that was makbid upon himself, that he was makbid anything he ate, he always ate it b'tayrus truma. He tried to keep it like tayra, as if he's eating truma. So if you want to be makbid, eat like truma. Truma has a psul. If a sheni touches the truma, makes it for shlishi, it's possible you're not allowed to eat it. That's the shlishi we're talking about here. So the Gemara, oichel oichel rishain, the oichel oichel sheni. My time of gozer bei rabbanu tumah. What's the reason why the rabbanu made this tumah? Did you raise a person? Can you close the door? Close the door. Did you raise a person is only tumah from an avat tumah? It's only if an avat tumah touches you. That means if a nida or a zav or a sheretz touches a man, that or a mace, that you touch a mace, that's matamah you. An avat tumah is matamah a man. Mashenka, the rishon of tumah is not matamah the man. So midiraisa, since you ate this bread, it's only rishon l'tumah, midiraisa, your tor. So how come Rabbanu will go with tumah to say, if you eat this bread, that's the rishon l'tumah, your goof becomes a sheni? Why would Rabbanu machmir? So the Gemara, the zimnin, the ochal, oichlin, tmeyim. Sometimes you're conveying to eat a suda. And even though you're a kohen, but you're eating chulin, chulin you're allowed to eat the tumah. So he went down to have a chicken, he had a steak, and the steak was tumah. So he ate a tumah to get steak he ate. Oichlin, tmeyim. Now in the middle, while he's eating, the man you get thirsty and you want to drink something. We're afraid now of a shokel mashkin the truma. This koyin, while he's eating the talmudic estate, that's mutter, he decides to get thirsty and he wants to drink wine. And he takes a trumadic wine without realizing and he drinks it. Because the says the wine is that the wine is torn, when it comes into his mouth, he doesn't become tummy now because of the food. And since the food is in his mouth and the wine is in his mouth at the same time, they're gonna touch one another. So Rabbanu made a gzera that when you are eating eichlin tameim, you goof will become tamei. Therefore, you'll never have the gzera. You come and touch the wine, because you know if you're going to touch the truma now, you're going to be matama the truma. That's why Rabbanu made the gzera. We're afraid that while you're eating eichlin tameim, you're going to start to get thirsty and drink the mashkin the truma. The shadim lepume, you put it into your mouth. Or pasulhu, and you're going to pasul this truma now. Rashi, nighttime the gozer. Rashi be Adam or Oichel Sheitame. Why do Rabbanu goes that if a man eats Oichlin Tameim, he becomes Tame? Midrash is Torah. So why do Rabbanu say it's Tame? Is Rashi Apostle who we had while you're eating the steak is Tame? If you're going to drink some wine of Truma, the wine doesn't come possible. So Rashi, what's wrong? The had Torah Haziru ala Truma. The Torah gave a mitzvah essay to watch Truma to make sure Truma never becomes Tame. L'shomro b'tayro, you're always supposed to watch your truma, whether you're a Yisrael or whether you're a kohen. Either before you gave the truma, when the kohen has the truma, there's a mitzvah essay to watch the truma to make sure it doesn't become tummy. D'chsiv es mishmeres trumosi, that there's a mitzvah to watch the truma. Lefika gozu dech rabbanu made it gzera. V'oichel oichlin tumeim, if you're eating oichlin tumeim, shelo yehei rogel etzel truma. That while you're eating oichlin tumeim, you should not be rogel with near truma. Therefore, if you're a kohen and you're middle of eating your tumah to get steak, there's no gzera now. You're going to change your mind now when you're going to start to take the truma. There's no shayla, because you know when it comes tumah, you won't do it. Right. The shoyse mashkin tumein frek gemara. My time the gozer they rabbanu tumah. What did the bon also say? The second gzera was if you drink mashkin tumeim, you become tumah. Why did the Rabbanu make such a gzera? So Gemara, the zimnin, the shosu mashkin tmeim. Because sometimes we're afraid you're going to drink mashkin that's tummy, that you're going to be kaveya to drink now. He's a kohen, he's allowed to drink tamadika mashka. The mashka, the wine now, wasn't trumadika wine. So he's allowed to drink tamadika wine. Nor while he's drinking the wine, v'shokal oichlin. He's going to drink so much, he's going to have to want to eat something with it. So while he's drinking, he's going to want to take some food. And maybe then he'll put some truma inside his mouth. V'shokal oichlin the truma, v'shad lepuma, or posulu. And right there, when he puts the truma in his mouth, the posulu wine is a tomatical wine in his mouth, is going to pass the truma. So now that's why they made gzeres, that while you if you drink mashke tumeim, don't be wrong in eating truma. So they had to put a tumas on your goof, that you become a sheni l'truma, so you know if you're going to touch truma now, you're going to be matama the truma. For the Gemara Hainuach, it's the exact same zera that they asked you not to eat mashkin tumeim and not to eat eichlin tumeim with truma. It's the same zera. The Gemara no, mal detema, ho shchichi, v'ho lo shchichi kumash v'lon. One is more shichi, one is not. So Rashi hoshchichi. Shadam shoysim achilosi. It's the first gzei reshchiyach. The while you kavei yourself to eat, and every meal when you're eating, usually you drink. So avonim make gzei if you eat oichlin to mayim, we pass to your goof that you should not be rogel in drinking. Mashenki, when a person goes down to drink, there is a kavei in drinking. It's not so shchiyach. You eat. Usually when you're just drinking, so you're just going to drink, lav dafki yef eat, it's not so shchiyach eat so much. So I would think when you drink mashkin tumeim, maybe the rabbanim to make gzeira, your goof should become tumeim. What are we afraid? Maybe in the middle you decide to eat and you put some trum inside your mouth, that's lo shchiyach. Kamashmala, no, they made the gzeira here also. Shrashiv, all lo shchiyach, sheye oichalim shtiyosei. Usually while you're drinking, you just drink, you don't eat. So it's not just gzeira, I would think they weren't gzeira, kamashmala, no, they were gzeira. See that the first two gzeiras, that if you eat oichlam tamein, or you drink mashkim tamein, the rabbanim adatka machmir, that your goof becomes tamein, to know that you can't touch truma now, kidei that you shouldn't come to put the truma inside your mouth while you're drinking this mashkim tamein, or while you're eating the oichlam tamein. Right, the next gzeira was, v'havo roishoi v'rubai, you put your head and roll your body b'mayim shuvim, into a bathtub. Into put yourself into a bathtub, mayim shuvim, mayim that means it came into a kli, so Rabbanu will go to your goof now, is a shenu tumor, that if you're not going to touch truma now, you're going to become tummy. That's going to be the law, you're going to become tummy. For tomorrow, my time of goes to be Rabbanu tumor, why did Rabbanu make you there? What's wrong with taking a bath? He didn't do anything wrong. He's not tummy. What's wrong? Amarabasi, shemais was like this, shebetchilo hayu toivim b'mei moros. We're talking about somebody that was tummy. Somebody touched the mace, or somebody touched the sheretz, he became tummy. So he went to the mikvah. Where was the mikvah? The May Morris and the Pashtunk in the water, in a cave, Mukhanos in a hidden cave, some place was Sruchim. The water was very Pashtunk, the old water didn't change the water at all. It smelled the water very bad. As soon as they came out of the mikvah, they had to hold the nose, as soon as they came out, right away they put the nice clean water over them. Or right away they went into a nice clean tub they went into. Is Eschilu what the people start to do? Be Yosem Kva. They made a kviya to know whenever you go to the mikvah, what are you going to do? First take a shower right after. First take a bath right after. Is Mela Gosma Leim Tumma. The Abonim made Xerah that if you take this bath afterwards, they made you Tumma. Referring to Gemara, my Kva. What does it mean they were Kvay and now you always took a bath afterwards? Like, what's so wrong with that? Umar Abaya, Shoyim, people used to say, Loi Elu Matarim, not the mikvah alone is Matarim, El Elu V'Elu Matarim. Both together is Matarim. Used to say the Vashtunk in the mikvah with the clean bath, together you get a tumor, you get a tyrant. That's what people used to say. Fet Gemara, Omalei Rova, mine ask you, so what's the fellow with that? Of Hokotavli Bahanech, of our core partner, they used to say, we need both. We need the mikvah with the shower. So what? So you take a shower afterwards. But I call upon them, they're going to the mikvah. So you'll have your tyro. So why should Rabbanu make any gzeres to make you tell me what you do wrong? Elam Arav, well, people used to say like this. Sha'imrim, people used to say, Lo yeilu matayru. You say, no, this mikvah is not matayru. It's so bad, it can't be matayru. Elayilu matayru. Now what's the whole tyro? The bath is the matayru. The shower is the matayru. So then it's a good gzeres. People will stop going to the mikvah and will just take the showers. So Rabbanu didn't want that. Therefore, the Rabbanu had a man gzeira that if you take a shower, take a bath, you should know you're right to tummy. You're still tummy. How you even come tor? Only if you go to the mikvah.
They want to bring the fact that if people did take a bath with it, it was still it was confused what the fact that even carrying the tire with the mikvah. I mean, you know, it's like a.
I mean, the first part of the Gemara, they did both together.
They're both together, still, even with the day service.
But it's when the Rabbanu shouldn't make such gzeiras, though. There's nothing wrong. It's right. Not a nice thing, maybe. There's nothing wrong with it, though. Everybody will always go to the mikvah still. So why do I care to take a shower also? So Mars Terah says, no, the people used to forget about the mikvah. And they would just take the shower, just take the bath. That's why the Rabbanu made the gzeiras to give it a din tumor on them. Eloi Matar. So what's the idea of this behind is by Nisha need a koponim, there's no chumra brought down Ramah that after Nisha goes to the mikvah she shouldn't take a shower right away. Because if right after the mikvah you're not to take a shower, you shouldn't have a din tumor on you. So some people want to say by a man it should be the same din also. After you go to the mikvah you can't take a shower. That Rav Moshe says no. Rav Ada, our Gemara is only talking about Oichle Truma. Means if you want to go to the mikveh and come out of the mikveh and say your Torah, teach Truma, they make Gzeiris here that you're Tomei. For what are you Tomei? You only Tomei if you eat Truma. If you touch Truma now, you're Pasul the Truma. It's only Gzeiris for Oichle Truma. So people that go to eat Truma, they're not allowed to take the shower after the mikveh. The Rabbanim gave them a Din Truma. But people that don't eat Truma, there's no Chumah not to take a shower after the mikveh. Because the Rabbanim didn't make a Gzeri not to take a shower. That's not Shani Gemara. The Rabbanim just made that even after you take the shower, they still gave the Din Tumah on you. That means you have a Tumah Shani on you. What's in the gate to? That if you touch Truma now, you're going to pass through the Truma. Remember, by man, there should be nothing wrong with taking a shower after the mikveh. But by ladies, by nida, that Rumah said there's such a Chumrah. By a nida, they're a makabla Chumrah not to take a shower after the mikveh. So by nidah it's brought down, but by men it's not brought down such a chumah. But here the Gemara is telling not that's oich the chumah. If you want to eat chumah after you took your shower or took your bath, then you still have a tumor on you. Right. V'tor, what's the next zera? V'tor shenoflu al roishoy v'ruboy shloisha lugimai. Here the first one was when you went into a swimming pool, you went into the bath. Now the next zera was that they throw like a shower. They throw these three buckets of water on top of you, and even though you're a Torah-like person, and you weren't tummy at all, but they throw the water on top of you, so you become tummy. The Torah Shenofla Al Rosh fell on top of your head. Rosh Rosh Lugimayim Shuvim is also you become tummy, and if you touch Truma, you pass on the Truma. For the Gemara, my time, it goes to be Rabbana Tumma. Why should Rabbana make the Zerah Tumma here? There's no Svara. Here you weren't even Tumma. Just down in the middle of the week, you want to take a shower. So there's no Zerah here. People are going to say, I'm not going to go to the mikveh. You're not Tumma. If the first case is where you were Tumma, and you went to the mikveh, and right after the mikveh, they took a bath. So that's plastic Zerah. We don't want to take a bath right after the mikveh. People shouldn't forget to go to the mikveh. But here we're talking about a Torah-like person. Didn't have to go to the mikveh at all. When you throw three lugam water on top of you, the Rabbanan said you told me. Why should the Rabbanan do that? The Gemara, D'loi ho l'kai miha. Ho, this is like a lay plug. The Rabbanan wouldn't make this gzeir also to say, who did you throw it on top of you? People think it's a joke. Like, might not mean if I go into the bear, then I am tummy. But I have the water thrown on top of me, then I'm not tummy. So the people won't be geyser, won't be nizir in this tumor. Therefore, the Rabbanan had to put the gzeir in, that any time you go into Mayim Shuvim, whether you go into the bath after the mikveh, or whether stam, even though you're Torah, you have gimel lugin, take a shower, water go over you, you also have this tumor. So I take a little clue, the Rabbanan had to be geyser. So Trashi. Joshi may not come in, keep on the pool and table, not everybody went to the mikveh, tchila the mikveh, mayichbas le rabbonin, im osam ha table and kfar achra tfile. Why do rabbonin care if after the mikveh they took a bath? El eilu matarim, the gzer was people used to say that only the bath was matarim you. The chashin and the rabbonin were choshish, dilma osam leftule teres mikveh. Maybe people will vachlau, be mevato the teres mikveh. The tevelim b'shuvim, no longer be tevelim in yeshuvim. The Torah, Amor, the Torah says, Ach mayin obor mikveh mayin. No, you can only be tevelim in the mikveh. But mikveh means that the water was never carried in the kli by Bnei Yodim. Means the water ran down by itself into a bore of water, and in there you can be tevelim. But once you, man, takes the water in a kli, the water becomes possible for mikveh, and you can't be tevelim there. So, the Torah was, El enu matarim. Yes. Because by the my time is a trashy. Why did Rabbanan make the second gzera now? Even if you're a Torah-dika person, and you take like a shower, they'll throw the water on top of you, that you have this tumor that gets a truma. Why did they make this? Trashy, you're lovely achat filu. We're talking about a person's Torah. He didn't go to the mikveh, he wasn't tummy. So why should Rabbanan make a gzera? The Torah is, he loved. The gozer at alator is Rabbanan would make the gzeru also. That whenever Yisrael give a look in mind, shuvim on top of you, even though you were Torah, that you become tamein, loikaim of gzera, it wouldn't be kind in the first gzera, of habor achat fila. The Yami people will say, maishin haimahai. You can't tell me that if I go to the bath, if I go into the gimelugim, then I'm tamein. Mashenken, if I let the gimelugim go on top of me, then I'm Torah. They'll think it's a joke. Therefore, not to make jokes out of this gezeira, to stop the people from not to say the mikveh is not metayimi, just the bath is metayimi, to have to say whenever you go into a bath, or whenever you throw the gimelugim on top of you, the Rabbanan put a din tumor on you, like you have a tumor sheni on you, what's negayet to truma? Negayet eating truma, that you wouldn't be allowed to eat truma. Then the Chalmi, Allah will be a kohen, could be after he takes a shower, he wouldn't be allowed to eat truma. Because after he takes a shower, even though it's a shower, our showers, it's not so posh as Mayim Shuvim. Our shower's maybe is not called Shuvim. Shuvim has to mean like it's in a kli. You have a bucket of water, a gallon of bucket of water, and you pour it over the guy's head. But our showers is a start to say that it's called not mine shuvim because it goes through pipes. The pipe is mechubah to the house, and the house is mechubah to the karka. That's always called the kli. That's mechubah to the karka. It's not called the kli. A kli only the kli. That's not mechubah to the karka. That's how they make the mikvahs. They put the drain upon top of the roof. And they have a gutter taking it down that goes and brings the water into the mikvah. Why isn't the gutter called the kli? The gutter should tassel the mikvah, the water, because the gutter is called the kli that's mechubah to the house, which is mechubah to the karka. So a kli that's mechubah to the karka doesn't have a shem kli on it. So there are a lot of studim that studim to make that a shower is not called the mayim shuvim. Now lemaisa, there was once a rav in America, they've been down there in the Miller, 50 years ago, and in America it used to be mekel to make mikvahs in your house. That to have a tub in your house and fill it up with the sink water. And that was a good mikvah. My talacha, it's a problem. It's not so posher that it is kosher. But it's not so posher that's not shuv mina. Right. So maybe it's not so posher to take a shower and have this too. If it just throws the water on top of you, that would. The safer. Next day, the Rabbanan make any safer, Sifrei Kodesh, hey, to Torah, Nevi'im, Muksuvim, the Rabbanan gave that a Tumah Sheni. That the Well, we'll see. We'll have that. I'm not sure. It was a swarm they used then. It was not like Gemara. This could be the only type of swarm they had then. But we'll have that a cloth. Make any swarm. We'll soon see why. The safer. Then the Rabbanan made a Tumah Sheni on a safer, that if a safer touches Truma now, it passes the Truma. Because you know, my time it goes by Rabban and Tumah. What's wrong with a Seifer? What does a Seifer do? Omer Rav Mshashia, Sheh Betchilo Hoyu Matzniyim Es Oichlim De Truma Eitzel Seifer Torah. They used to hide the Truma, Kohen used to put his Truma near the Seifer Torah. Why? Biyomu, they used to say, Hai Kodesh, Vai Kodesh. His Truma is Kodesh, and the Seifer has Kedusha. So where should I store my Truma? I'll store it near the Seifer Torah. Inside it, outside it, right near it. Kibun the Gechazi, the Kostel, they say them. The Rabbanan saw that who comes to eat the food? The mice. When the mice come to eat the food, they don't only eat the food, they eat the Sefer Torah also. So now they saw the Sefer Torah come and they say them. Is Gozer the Rabbanan Tumor? The Rabbanan made a Tumor on Svarim, that you should know, we don't want you to put the Tumor near the Svarim. We don't want the mice to come and get the Sefer. Therefore they gave it the Tumor on the Sefer to know that when you put the Tumor near the Sefer is going to be Matama the Tumor, that's an Avera, so many people won't put it there. Rashi, the day Seder, Akborim, the mice, Mitzuyim, Eitzel Eichlim, comes to eat food. Umasidim at the Sefer, they eat, they don't know the food, they eat the Sefer also. Aber Bechulim, Mashenkim, Restanho, Lehuskuru, Lehusruchu, Ligzer. The Belav Hochin Amloi Hobby Noes, Nuchel Eitzel Kodesh. They didn't have to make Xerim Stam, the Sefer should be Tomei, even touch a Stam food. Because that treated, they wouldn't put Stam food near a Sefer. This is Kodesh, and this is Chulim. The only thing they used to put near the Svarim was Truma, because they figured that's also Kurdish. So Kurdish and Kurdish. So that's why everyone had to make it Zayim. Right? The bottom made Xera our hands, every person's hands has a Tumah Sheni on it, that if you touch Truma, you make the Truma Puzzle. And that's the reason why we wash our hands before we eat bread, because we're choshes al Eichle Truma. Just like the people that eat Truma have to wash their hands before, well then we also wash our hands. So the moment, what's the time? Why would the graze of tum on your hands? But they should die maskoni, you say. Because hands are askoni. It means hands move around and touch all part of the body. So merely your hands are a little dirty. Let's see, Rashi. Askoni, you say. The negim of sir, it touches all over. Your hand moves. Askoni means it moves around. Of a mokim tenufas, it could touch a dirty place in your body. A sweaty place. Of genai le truma, to genai to truma, pekach. Venimet leichlem, it's memayas di yechlem. Kishenegei above your dying mezubis. If you touch it with dirty hands, it's not so good. If when a bona made xero, your hands have a tuma, and that is only the rabbona, they could tuma, the rabbona will make all, you could just wash your hands. You don't have to go to the mikvah, it's nothing to your dying. Rashi says, another pshat na rabbi seinu meforshin, chashinin shema nogu yode betuma. And since your hand moves around a lot, we're afraid maybe your hands, mamas touch the sherets, maybe your hands touch the mace. The nitma and you became tummy. For grash that came with shato the kashali in Cain, neches shem anogel biyav a tuma. Maybe even touched the mace. The nimtza rishon, your whole goof is a rishon of tuma. Then v'yatamenu and you should be matama the truma, not just some pachul the truma. You should be matama the truma. V'yoy maishnu yadayim lechudaya b'chol goof in exil of sol truma shem anogel biyodu b'tuma. The nitma kol goofin. V'yoy latiskel abratila elav tzvila. If your hands touch the sherbet's ashtons, your whole goof should be tummy. See, even if your foot touches truma, the truma should become tummy. And also, why is halacha just the tefillah shadayim helps? If we're afraid that your hands mamish touch the sherbet or touch the maize, so your whole goof is tummy. You have to go to the mikveh then. See, if a rational learns of shad, we're not afraid your hand touch the sherbet. As they feel, you wish to know what your hands touch. It's just understanding that your hand goes around your body, you're trying to touch the plate on the arms. That's Moli Zeya, so your hands are not clean. So for the medic Zeya, you have to wash, you make a feel Shaddai. They gave it in your hands are Tomei for Truma. Right. So to Gemara, Tono. After your Dayim have voice, Mach Masefer. Who are that if your hands touch a Sefer Torah, it also Pesels as a Truma. It passes the Truma, Mishum Drapanach. A new din of Drapanach. Now the Gemara soon explained this Gzeira came before the Rabbanu Gerza on the hands. And before the Rabbanu said your hands are Tamei, so before that Gzeira, your hands were Torah. So you're allowed to go ahead and eat Truma without washing your hands. But the Rabbanu made Gzeira first, that if your hands touch a Sefer Torah, touch the Sefer is Matama your hands, that your hands now become a Shein L'tumah. That you're not allowed to eat Truma now until you wash your hands first. Why do I make such a Gzeira? Why do I care if your hands touch a Sefer or not? Mishum D'Rapanach. The Yom Rapanach, Om Rav Yechanan, Ha'ich is Sefer Torah Orem. If you touch the Sefer Torah Orem, that means the parchment, you touch the parchment of the Sefer Torah, Nikva Orem, you'll be buried there. For the Gemara, Orem Sag, the Baitich Mamish buried there, wasn't it with Yozel, so put the Chichim on you. Elo Om Rav Zeru Orem B'loi Mitzvahs, I mean you'll be buried Orem without any Mitzvahs. For the Gemara, B'loi Mitzvahs Sag, the Baitich, because they did one Averi, if you touch the Sefer Torah, you take away all his Mitzvahs. Elo Ema Orem B'loi Oysa Mitzvah. Means he's Orim without this mitzvah. So it just means to say that this is a chashuv inyan, that you're not supposed to touch your Sefer Torah with your bare hands. Therefore, the Rabbanim made Gzeira, we don't want you to touch the Sefer Torah, that if you do touch the Sefer Torah, the Rabbanim made Gzeira, your hands becomes tummy. That was Gzeira, like people should be near them not to touch the Sefer Torah. Undo Gzeira. But the Maya said, after the Rabbanim made Gzeira on the hands, you don't need this Gzeira anymore. Because the Mamela in the hands, Shita, that's awesome. But there is a nafkamina. Clay said there is a nafkamina. Nafkamina is, let's say you washed your hands first. If you washed your hands, now your hands are Torah. And then you touch the Sefer Torah. Chafa nafkamina, now your hands are Tommy again. So even after you have the second Gzeira, it's a nafkamina to have the first Gzeira still. But that's the way the Shteger was. First, your hands were Torah. So you only after your hand touches the Sefer Torah, your hand becomes Tommy. A later generation, then they were Gezer, even your hand stamazoy are Tommy. But it's a nafkamina to have the first Gzeira in a case where you wash your hands and then you touch the Sefer Torah.
It's also nafkamina
to have
the
first Gzeira
in the Truma.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what's negated to the wise place. Didn't do it more than that.
The
they weren't Gezer too, Mamish. It was still only that your dying helps, that's all.
Today,
the
people also don't touch the
Kvah. Yeah, yeah. Right. That's what Rapanach did. But the Rabbanim were Gezer, though, Mishun, his din, to give it a din tumor. But it has no gate to our tumor. If it only means a tumor, the gate to truma. That's famous, though, you told me. Freddy Gemara. High gods of Rashis, which Gezer did they make first? In Lay Mahog gods of Rashis, they made our first Gezer of Yudayim. That your hands are Tomei. Freddy Gemara.